Good afternoon, you're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year to you, ma'am.
Father, we are calling from the Mission House in Buklu. We just want to thank Charles for walking the talk. Many people do not know what you are doing at the Mission House, and they do not know about the Alpha and Omega Mission team. Thank you for the gift of generosity you have taught us, and thank you for being a role model for us to look up to. May God bless you abundantly. We also would like to inform Charles that we are currently fasting every Friday and that there is a big change happening. Thank you for his advice, and thank you for being the person he is.
Before
May
you,
God bless him.
Thank you, sister.
Before you leave, sister, share with us your experience of fasting. Were you fasting for a particular intention? Did you have a particular situation?
Yes, I was fasting for a particular intention. I was waiting to receive my examination marks.
Okay.
At my school where I was attending.
Yes.
And I received it today. We were fasting last Friday the whole day. We ended our fast at 6 p.m. at night.
Wow.
And luckily, I got my papers today, and I passed with a lot of credits. I passed with 40 extra credits, meaning I am applicable for a bursary.
Wow. Congratulations, my sister. And
clearly,
God has been very good to you in your life. And the only way you can repay his kindness is by proclaiming how good the Lord has been for you. Eh?
Thank you. I'll do so.
And may you continue to work with Dr. Charles at the Mission House and continue the good work that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Dr. Charles.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. Dr. Charles is smiling. He's smiling. We've got another caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Compliments of the new Susan, Father. How are you?
Hello. You're very faint. I can't hear you. Hello.
Hello, Father Brian. Can you hear me?
No, could you just turn around? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can. You're live and clear.
Okay. Compliments of the season.
Same to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Wonderful topic, fasting. this is Jackie.
Oh, how's it today?
Hi. I just want to find out, Father. Mm-hmm. When we read Matthew 6, 16 in particular, it tells us that when we fast, we should not look sombrous like hypocrites do.
Very
and
strong.
Be disfigured, have our faces disfigured to show that we are fasting.
Yeah.
But when we fast, we should put oil on our head and wash and be clean so that it's not obvious what we do.
But when you fast, wear your lip gloss, get some Gucci perfume, and walk tall and look like a lady or look like a man, and don't let the whole world be commiserating with you.
Yes. But what I wanted to find out, my question is, fasting is more humbling and sacrificing. If I sacrifice and deny myself what I have to give to those that do not have, not necessarily eating, but fasting in a way that I am denying myself something that I know I like the most, not what I don't want, but I give to the needy. Is that fasting?
Yes, it's making sacrifice. That's why I always linking sacrificial love to whether you're fasting or making other forms of sacrifice. Yes, I would say they're equal in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord knows what the sacrifice is. You know, we can't pull the wool over his eyes. So he knows if you that is something you really like and you're giving it up for him. He sees that and he rewards for that.
And
grants
the Lord
graces for that.
And the Lord knows your intention, hey?
He really knows your heart.
He really knows your heart. And unfortunately, if there's one person that we can't play games with, it's God. Before God, we all stand naked, and God sees us just as we are.
Yes, I mean, any form of love, sacrificial love, is also gains merits, you know, and brings and actually draws people also to Christ because they start to see... they start to see Christ in the person who's giving the love, you know, and they also start to have faith. Oh, maybe there is a God out there because why is this lady giving it to me? And why, you know what I mean? So love draws people to Christ. It's that simple. Yeah.
Okay, so can you say that they then see that, you know, when they pray and say, give us our daily bread, they start appreciating that, that, you know, I didn't know where I was going to start today when I left home. There wasn't this or that.
Mm.
Here comes somebody that I don't even know who just gives me this, and they appreciate the Lord and continues to pray, realizing that their prayers, as Father has put it, that they have invested enough. Now they're getting the dividends of their prayers.
Yes,
and the dividends of that grace.
And you must remember, the Lord is in control of everything. Everything comes from God. So if you have given to somebody who was praying for something and they got it through you, he's using you as his servant, as his vehicle, as his hands.
Mm.
You're part of his the body of Christ. So he's using his servants to dish out love to others.
Mm.
So, yes. It's a good thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sister. Again, have a very good afternoon and happy 2017 to you. Ne?
Thank you very much. Likewise.
Thank you very much. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. It's 9 minutes before the hour 5, and I'm joined in studio with Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we're talking about fasting. Why should we be fasting? Share with us your experiences of fasting. What have been some of the difficulties that you face, the challenges that you face? I'm told when we are on a fast, we become vulnerable to attacks, because it's that time when we're trying to refocus and try and reconnect. And as we do that, in a way, we're actually saying goodbye to the devil. We're actually saying, hang on, devil, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And the devil is actually in a battle with us, trying to say, I don't want to let go of you. You are mine and you're not saying goodbye.
Yes, yeah, so what you're doing is you're letting go of your worldly pleasures, your worldly tastes, mm-hmm. and you're trusting in God. And you must remember, when did the devil come to tempt, really tempt Jesus? Was when he was fasting. Because he knew, okay, now he's weak, now let's try and lure him in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look beyond the food and the matters of the flesh, you start to see things more clearly, and you get stronger spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You really do get stronger mm-hmm. spiritually.
So
and
one
you,
of
and, you, and yes, of course, he's going to try hard in that period, but then you're going to move beyond it in time. You know, don't just do a 1 day fast and then think, hey, do it every week.
Okay.
Do it every week and then grow on that and build on it.
Like maybe once a week on a Friday,
you know, Friday
or
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes. Yeah.
You know, some saints, I think Padre Pio did it 3 days a week.
Mm.
Some saints went to the extreme, but the Lord gave them that gift. I forget her name, but she only had the Eucharist for 13 years, I think. She didn't eat a thing.
So all she did was have Eucharist
and body of Christ, the daily bread.
And that was enough for her. So clearly God was just enough for her.
Yes, and that's how it is in the spiritual realm. When we, I read it through one of the visionaries that you have all your tastes and your, but you don't get the physical food, you get the spiritual food, but you appreciate it as much. But obviously that saint was feeling the hunger pains, but the body was still looked fine and perfect. Do you know what I'm saying? So through that extra feeling of suffering, she still had a smile on her face. She still loved her neighbor and did her prayer and everything. It just made it so powerful. She's using her time effectively now, because she's whatever the Lord has given her, she's sacrificing for his glory.
Mm. And when we fast, should our prayer just be self-centered? Should they just be about us?
No, because I
sometimes find that it's all about, because it's all about me, and I. I want this job, and I will fast and do anything it takes. And I think sometimes our prayers are just too selfish.
Yes.
And I've often been misquoted, and I've said to people, look, our prayers need to move us from our egos. They need to move us from me, and our prayers should also be, we should carry other people in our prayers. We should intercede for them, especially those who are most in need of our prayers at that particular time and on that particular day.
Yes. I mean, just picture a little child asking a parent for a sweetie all the time.
Mm.
And the parent will eventually say, no, it's not good for you. But if you ask for other things, they will, it'll be granted. So the Lord made it very clear. He said, if you love me, obey my commandments. So that's step one, actually, in prayer. Okay? Obey my commandments. Then I'll make my home in you. Then I will grant you whatever you ask for. Why? Because you've got, this is in the Gospel of John, because you've got the Holy Spirit in you now, and you're not going to ask for something that goes against God's will. You're going to be have that spirit of love in your heart. You're going to pray for your neighbor. You're going to pray for the salvation of souls. You're going to pray for the souls in purgatory because you feel love for them. You want God to dish out graces to them. And then he'll answer those, and he'll give you what you need, your daily bread, without even having to ask.
Dr. Charles, this thing gets interesting. So we cannot just fast. We actually need to get the right things in place. So as you're saying, obey my commandments, obey
step number
my
one.
Law. That's step number
one. Sorry, no, okay, let's be realistic. Prayer is step number one. Mm. Prayer is obviously the mover of everything.
Coupled with that is prayer.
With the desire to do God's will. Because sometimes we find it hard, but with the desire, and then you take the steps, then you need his sacraments. To do his will, you need the confession, you need the body of Christ. And then it becomes, then you bring in the fasting and all of that, it makes it more powerful.
Mm. But so in short, you cannot just fast and...
No, you can. I mean, I'm just saying you want the full power of God in you.
Yeah.
Go the full Monty.
Yeah, because you want full grace.
Yes, you want Jesus to live in you.
Of course. But then what's the point? Because what would be the point of just having a little bit, a petite of Christ and, that's it. Because we want, I think the most important thing in our faith and in our journeys is to just allow God to touch us. And as somebody who's been touched by God myself, I've always said to people, when God touches you, you're never the same.
Yes.
And when he even points at you, certain things will not make sense for you. And you become a fool for Christ.
Yeah, and remember, so he said, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I make my home in you, then I'll grant you whatever you wish, and I'll reveal myself to you. So people often say, where is Christ? And that if you're doing those things, he will reveal himself to you in his way, and you will know it's him. Like you will see your prayers being answered. Mm-hmm. Like you'll suddenly see that guy that everyone said, no, he's a right off. He'll never turn to God. He hates the church. He hates this. Mm. And you see in a year or two or three's time, like St. Monica prayed for 13 years for
Augustine. Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, hey, what happened there?
Yeah.
It was your prayers. Thank you very much. Mm. And that person will thank you in eternity. Obviously, God will thank you as well.
So we should never give up praying for our children, our uncles, our aunts.
Them, and even those that are doing the most horrific evils in the world today. You want to stop ISIS?
Mm.
Pray for those people that have been misled as well as the victims.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's how you stop ISIS. That's how you... That Jesus says, he says there's not enough prayer in the world. He says the only thing that will stop ISIS is the prayer.
Mm.
So, and fasting, obviously, which is more... It's prayer. It's a form of prayer.
Dr. Charles, let's pay the bills.